This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies.
This week's work situation is delegating, and I'm going to delegate the task of explaining delegating to business English expert David Evans.
Delegating is one of the most important aspects of any manager's job. Very simply, delegating is when a senior person gives a task or part of a task to a junior person to do. So one would normally find that a manager would take responsibility for a large job, which he or she would then break down into a number of smaller tasks, each of which would be given to a more junior person in the company to complete. That really is what we mean by delegating.
So delegating is handing over a task to a colleague at work. And that was today's first bit of useful language, so I hope you had a pen and paper ready to write it down. But what's your advice when it comes to getting colleagues to help you at work?
Well, it's often important to delegate when you have too much work yourself to do. So that's probably the time to delegate. Or indeed, if you think that a colleague can perform the task more quickly or more efficiently than you can. Again, that's a good time to delegate. When you delegate, it is important that you give clear instructions, that people understand exactly what it is they're supposed to do. It's also important that as a manager, that you still take responsibility for that task and that you don't blame the other person if something goes wrong. And finally, I think the other thing that it's important for a manager to do is to make sure that the junior person knows where they can go for help and for advice when they're performing that delegated task.
Right, well, let's focus on some of that delegating language right now. In the following conversation, you'll hear a new finance system being discussed, and the freelance contracts are going to be delegated. What's the deadline for the task?
Hi, Owen. Can I have a quick word?
Yeah, sure.
I need to talk about the new finance system. I'm going to need your help sorting out a few things.
Yeah, I can do that.
I was wondering if you could take responsibility for the freelance contracts. We've got a huge backlog of contracts.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
And are you happy with the computer system?
Yes, I'm fine with the computer system. I've been on a training course. So when do you want me to start?
I'd like you to start this job probably as soon as possible. What's your workload like?
I don't have much on at the moment.
So the deadline for this is the end of the month, so really I need you to get your bit done, say, 2 or 3 days before the end of the deadline. Then we'll have time to get on and check a few things.
Sure, I'll get on with it straight away.
So 27th, would that be all right?
That'll be fine.
Great. If you need anything, you know I'm here.
OK, thank you.
So there are a couple of deadlines there, actually. For the whole task, the deadline is the end of the month. But for Owen's part of it, well, he has to have his work finished by the 27th. OK, let's go back now to the beginning of the conversation. It's very important how you start to ask somebody to do something for you.
Hi, Owen. Can I have a quick word?
Yeah, sure.
I need to talk about the new finance system. I'm going to need your help sorting out a few things.
Yeah, I can do that.
I was wondering if you could take responsibility for the freelance contracts. We've got a huge backlog of contracts.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
And are you happy with the computer system?
Yes, I'm fine with the computer system. I've been on a training course.
David, the conversation actually began in an interesting way, a friendly way. Can you pick out the language that was used there?
I think it's very interesting to note how indirect all the language that's being used there is. I think in the modern workplace, you can't simply tell other people what to do. A manager can't just delegate with very direct language. So there, we heard the manager begin by saying, "Can I have a quick word?" And that's a very friendly way of starting a conversation. The word "quick," I think, is important there. "Can I have a quick word?" suggests that it's going to be a short, friendly chat. She then goes on and introduces the idea of delegating. She says, "I'm going to need your help." Again, it's a conversational way of doing it.
And it also sounds to me like something of an appeal, appealing to somebody's abilities.
Yes, there's certainly an idea there that the person could say, I'm afraid I can't help you. There is an idea that this is a two-way exchange. And she continues like this by then saying, I was wondering if you could take responsibility for the freelance contracts. This is, again, a very indirect phrase. I was wondering if you could do something.
And we use this kind of indirect language when we're not sure that the person can help us, or when what we're asking them to do is so enormous, or just because we want to be polite.
I think, as you say, it's to do with being polite. It's to do with respecting the other person, their time and their responsibilities.
Interesting, too, that the person then checked with Owen that they could actually do the task well, that they could actually complete what they were being asked to do. Again, the language there, David, could you pick it out for us and describe it?
I think she used the phrase, are you happy with the computer system? Again, it's quite a nice way of expressing that. Just to make sure that Owen can use the computer system effectively. It's obviously always a good idea when you're delegating to check that the other person can actually do the task.
Now back to our conversation. In this part, they're discussing the all-important deadline.
And are you happy with the computer system?
Yes, I'm fine with the computer system. I've been on a training course. So when do you want me to start?
I'd like you to start this job probably as soon as possible. What's your workload like?
I don't have much on at the moment.
So the deadline for this is the end of the month, so really I need you to get your bit done, say, 2 or 3 days before the end of the deadline. Then we'll have time to get on and check a few things.
Sure, I'll get on with it straight away.
David, lots more interesting language there. Could you isolate some of the phrases for us?
One key phrase there was, what's your workload like? This is the manager asking the other person how much work they have at the moment, how much work they are planning to do over the next few weeks or months. So obviously that's very important information for her to know before she goes ahead and delegates. Once the manager has checked the other person's workload, she then gives very clear instructions for the time available for this task. First of all, she gives a clear starting date. I'd like you to start as soon as possible. She then goes on and gives a very clear finish date. The deadline for this is the end of the month.
So everything's agreed, but the conversation doesn't end there. How does it finish?
So the deadline for this is the end of the month, so really I need you to get your bit done, say, 2 or 3 days before the end of the deadline. Then we'll have time to get on and check a few things.
Sure, I'll get on with it straight away.
So 27th, would that be all right?
That'll be fine.
Great. If you need anything, you know I'm here.
OK, thank you.
A nice, neat and quick ending to the conversation. Pick out the phrase for us, David.
Yes, there the manager checks that the other person is happy with the task. She uses the phrase, I think, would that be all right? Or you could say, would that be OK? And then she makes sure that he understands that if he needs help, then he can ask her for advice. She says, if you need anything, you know I'm here. And obviously, that's a very important thing for the other person to understand.
OK, thanks, David. And just to say that David Evans will be joining me next time for more business language to go.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.